Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We are talking today a little about something that we run into constantly. Now, we are not attorneys, so we're not going to give you legal advice, but these are the things that we see time after time after time.
We get a lot of questions about this particular thing, and since we were gone last week, we were in Florida seeing clients, we thought of all the things that are going on right now. People traveling. They're not only traveling in this country, but they're traveling outside of the country. And so there's several things that you as the individual should consider doing to be sure everything is set up appropriately in case something were to happen to you or your family.
One of the big problems we run into or we see a lot of is that people do not make adequate planning for their dispersal of their assets. Hence, there's a crisis. There's a problem. These are problems that people don't think they're going to happen, but they do happen. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a few items today. We don't have a lot of time, but we'll try to touch on a few and then say these are some things you need to absolutely do.
These are guidelines that you can look at for you and for your spouse, for your family, in doing what we call estate planning.
That's why I say we are not attorneys, but we're gonna hit a few highlights. Number one, of course, is the easy one. Set up your beneficiaries.
And don't forget to review that beneficiary list, especially if something were to happen to one of those beneficiaries, then you need to adapt it to a different situation, to a different beneficiary.
Now, when we talk about beneficiaries, we're talking about life insurance, we're talking about annuities, we're talking about mutual funds, we're talking about stocks, we're talking about
your retirement accounts, all of your investments, how are you going to handle your home. We're going to be talking about all of those kinds of things when we talk about beneficiaries. And when we talk about life insurance and annuities, especially life insurance, that's the base of your program because those are the things, especially the life insurance, that will protect your family in any kind of an emergency.
And when this is something that you need to think about, and it's frequently I run into situations where you have life insurance, yes, and you have beneficiaries, oh yeah. How long you had your life insurance? 25, 30 years, and your beneficiary, have you changed it ever since? No. Well, who's your beneficiary? I don't remember. And this is very, very common. That's why it's something you need to pull out, look at, and then do whatever you want to do with it, but it's your decision to make.
Next, you have to think about something in regards to your health, and that's a health care directive. If you were traveling or even here and something happened and you had some kind of an accident or you got really sick and you are looking at probably selling a house or doing something special and a signature of yours would be required, well, when you're dealing with the health care directive, we're talking about someone who is going to take care of helping you if something were to happen to your health.
They step in to your place to make some decisions.
That's right. And it's very, very important, too, as to how you want to be handled. In other words, do you want to have life support cut off? Do you want to continue on life support? Some very important questions are involved with this. So the health care directive simply means you are directing how you want your health handled.
In case there's a
major situation.
Major crisis, a probable death going to happen, but not necessarily. But you need somebody to be able to step in. Otherwise, the doctors are just going to put their hands up and say, there's nothing we can do. It just has to be whatever it is. And you may not want that.
The next thing is the Durable Power of Attorney for Finance. And this follows the health care directive, because with the Durable Power of Attorney Finance, you are dealing with the situation. If you can't sign your forms, then you are actually saying to someone else, you step in my place and sign for me. For instance, if you were going to sell the house and you had an accident and you couldn't be at closing, somebody could go there who you've already had the health care or the durable power attorney given to, and that person then that can just go ahead then and step in your place and sign for you. Be careful how you set this up. You need to see attorneys here. But the point is, think about having these three things in particular taken care of: your beneficiaries, your health care directive, and your durable power of attorney for finance in case you can't be available due to health or something else very drastic. And that individual who steps in can sign for you.
One of the things that always comes up is probate. There's always, it's amazing how many people still don't quite understand how probate works. Probate is simply a dispersal of assets based on the law, whatever the current state you're in or wherever you're at. And it does not necessarily mean this is where I want my money to go. This is what the law says will happen. So this is probably not what you're going to want to happen to your assets. So that's why you need to have will, and you probably need to have a trust, perhaps, not necessarily. But probate does not do what you want, and that's why you want to avoid it if possible.
Well, the government, actually Minnesota, will step in and give you a will.
All states will give you a will. If you don't have one, they'll give you one. And that's why the point is, they do what they've got some predetermined rules, and that's the way it happens. So it may not be what you want, and that's why you don't want to have probate.
Probate is not the worst thing in the world to have happen out there either. Just understand, probate is a step. And that step is saying, okay, this has happened to you. You're no longer here. We have to look at your assets. We have to look at how they're set up. And if you haven't got things lined up, then it will definitely go through probate. With a will, they will look at that will.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that things aren't going to be passed on the way. They just want to be sure everything's appropriate. If you have a trust, that's a little different ballgame, because that is something that the government is not going to look at.
But the other thing is, probate always will typically, not always, but typically wind up whatever's left over if it hasn't been covered in a will or an estate plan. Then the probate, it has to go through probate. Anything that is not done through a beneficiary or set up properly, well, properly is not the right word, set up the way you want it, then it does go through probate. So you may have a lot of it set up right and still get stuck with some probate.
So you've got to understand that there's many different steps here. And you have to look at where your assets are. You have to list them. You have to look at the amounts that you have in your assets. You have to look at the beneficiary designation. You have to consider that you might have some estate taxes due. You have to consider that if you have a will and you don't have a trust, the will can be available for other people because it's already going to be at the courthouse. That will be there for people to look at. A trust isn't. But it's still part, whether it's a trust, will, it's still part of your assets that you are protecting, and you have to be careful as to how you set it up.
No. The other thing that most people do not relish doing is planning their own funeral. That is kind of a touchy situation to bring up, but again, that is very important. And it was very interesting. When my mother died, everything was laid out. She knew what dress she wanted to be buried in, and it was all done. And it was very easy on the three boys. And it's just very important it's done, because it's not a good time to plan. It's not the minds don't work very well when you're planning somebody's funeral.
Well, what happens is the family is sitting there, and they're saying, now, what would she want, or what would he want?
Well, I think Mother would like this. No, Mother wouldn't like this. Mother would like that. We've seen a few of those happen once in a while, and that's very difficult to get involved in a situation where the families do not agree.
Yeah, that agreement part is a big thing because it's a very emotional time. And with it being such an emotional time, there can be a lot of really hard feelings. If you as a parent know what you want, you can put it down in writing and say, this is how I want it handled. Actually, Garwin's mother did do that. She told us exactly what she wanted. My parents, we knew exactly what they wanted. If you go in there blind, then you just go ahead and say, okay, this is what I think should be done. I think my mom or dad would like that. That makes a difference. But if you are prepared in that way, especially as you are getting up in age, that really helps the family.
One of the other things that always comes up is charity. What do we want to give something away? Do we have a desire to support the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, whatever? And you may have a special one that you want to be generous with, and you need to lay that out. You need to tell people, or start giving some money before you pass away, making sure that that money is passed on to your favorite charity.
And don't forget, if you give a lot of money away and then you end up in a long-term care situation, you have to be careful, because if you give too much money away and all at once you end up in long-term care need situation, and you're going to have to use that money. The government says, it's a look-back period if you've given too much away. And now we're not talking about charity, but to the kids.
Or it could be charity, too.
Well, they will say, some of that money has to come back.
We want that money back. And so there's got to be a very careful planning situation set up. And that's where the long-term care could step in to make sure that charities don't, or gifts to children don't have to be, I think the word is, clawed back by the Medicaid group.
So there are several different steps here that we've given you. These are things you've heard about time and time and time again. Know where your assets are, so you list them. Get yourself lined up with the health care directive, power of attorney for finance, and your will, and go ahead and plan ahead. If you're older in particular, have all of the stuff laid out when it comes to the funeral planning, and look at your estate taxes, and look at your whole picture, because when you get all of this down, you adjust it as you go along.
The other thing is that, and this doesn't happen a lot, but if you have a business, again, this is very important, because who's going to take over and run the business? I see that frequently where a small business, they have 3, 5, 15, 20 employees, and who's going to take over the business? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I've got somebody that can handle it. You need to be training somebody, business owners, to step in, because if you're gone and you've got 6, 8, 10, 15 families living off you, somebody better be ready to take care of that business. I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000.
There are many things that you need to do. Plan on them, plan on them, plan on them. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.